Alan, 2 games, 2 wins. So far, so good for Tyrone.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. The victories over Cavan in the first round and then Galway will certainly have boosted the confidence. And I suppose what they have done is they've confirmed the pre-season view that Tyrone were going to be one of the main challengers in Division 2, and that's certainly proven to be the case. And I suppose now on Sunday they've got the game against Laois away to try and consolidate their position as league leaders. Now, at the same time, while we talk about the two victories, there were two games that could easily have gone a different direction if maybe things hadn't sort of proved fortunate for Tyrone. And it's one of the things Conor Myler was speaking to him earlier in the week, and what he was saying was that they played very well in stages, but maybe towards the end of both games were a wee bit sloppy, and certainly only for 2 vital interceptions against Cavan and against Galway, both of those teams could have been in for late goals that might have changed the result, which would have been very bad. But as it is, Tyrone have those 2 wins, are top of the table, and it's full steam ahead for Sunday.
And of those 2 wins, I suppose the big one would have seemed to have been Galway, you know, away. Many people felt that was a real dicey one.
Yeah, well, I suppose Galway over the past couple of years have been improving in terms of, you know, obviously the 1-0 Ireland about a decade ago and went through maybe a slump during the intervening period, but now appear to be getting their act together again under Kevin Walsh. And the game against Tyrone, like, Tyrone really raced out of the blocks and seemed to be cruising to victory, and then suddenly took the foot off the pedal and Galway came back. And, you know, it was a case of holding out during the closing stages. And Pat McGeary from Primroy, he made a very important interception. So I suppose a game that was expected to be a very difficult one, the scoreboard at the end showed that it was, but the course of the game showed also that Tyrone should have maybe won by a more comfortable margin.
Yeah, you mentioned Hugh Pat McGeary. He's rewarded for that probably interception and his performance when he came on in Salt Hill, because he's 1 of 4 changes.
Yeah, he's one of four changes, and I suppose it's, you know, if you look through the team for Sunday, it's another example of, I suppose, Mickey Hart trying to rotate it in terms of, you know, giving younger players that experience of playing at that higher level, but at the same time not exposing them where they're maybe going to be struggling. And how he does that is as he puts on the more experienced players as well. So you have the likes of Q Pat getting a run out, Barry Tierney of Oma, even though he has maybe been involved in the panel for a couple of years, hasn't really established himself. Niall Sludden's back in there, Conor Myler. These are all young players that have come in over this past year or two, and the experience of, you know, are trying to get that experience. And the key to, you know, Tyrone playing Laois down in Port Laois, well, it's a difficult enough game, and it'll certainly be maybe more testing than maybe a lot of people might believe, because Tyrone's record down at that venue hasn't been a good one.
Yeah, and Sean Kavanagh, first start, and is it Mark Bradley in as well?
Mark Bradley's in at centre-half forward, and Sean's in at full forward after, I suppose, a couple of games where he was injured. So yeah, it's good to see him back in that position, and I suppose Peter Hart's there in the subs as well to come in as well and see if you know, if things get difficult. But certainly the inclusion of Sean Kavanagh shows that Mickey Hart's anxious that players like him are getting that competitive edge and at full forward. Maybe it's a nod to the fact that certainly against Cavan, Conor McAlaskey was in at full forward, and maybe there was a lot of balls going into him during that game, and maybe not a lot coming off him because he was exposed. You know, he was exposed one on maybe 3. So maybe Sean going in there will give Tyrone that wee bit of added presence in near that danger area, and maybe the likes of Darren McCurry and Conor Myler, Mark Bradley and Ronan O'Neill will be able to feed off him and get the scores as a result.
Yeah, as we said, 4 changes. Is it a case of Mickey still experimenting, still trying to find his right side, right team, or is he maybe picking on form of players, how they're going in training?
Well, when you were saying that, I was just thinking, I think Mickey will experiment, even if it's maybe an All-Ireland quarter-final or an All-Ireland semi-final, because no player is really guaranteed their place. But I think it is a case of giving players as much game time as possible, so that when they come to the championship, that they're, you know, that they're up to speed in terms of the level of competitiveness that's needed at that stage of the season. So you will see players, young players coming in, they might be in one day, play really well, might not be in the next day, and that's just the way it is. And I think the players realise that is the case, and have to accept it and take whatever opportunities come their way.